Good morning and welcome to this, our final look at trees in the Bible. Before we come to that, an opening prayer. Lord, direct our thoughts, teach us to pray. Lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ. Amen. And from the Vanity, O come, let us sing to the Lord, let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. Our Bible reading for this morning is Psalm 52. Psalm 52, why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place, and uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, Here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God for ever and ever. I will praise you for ever because you have done it, and in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. David the psalmist looks at two ways of living in this world. To him there is the way of destruction, deceit and evil, or there is the way of the green olive tree. One ends in destruction, and the other in eternity with God. One deals in the power of lies and riches, and the other in the steadfast love of God. We shall not dwell on the lies and all the riches, but think for a moment about that green olive tree in the house of God. The green olive tree is here recognised as a thing of beauty. It is one of the longest living trees that flourishes and gives its fruit in due season. And here it is in the house of God. What are the characteristics of this green olive tree in the house of God? It is of one who trusts in the mercies of God, one who praises God, and one who hopes or waits upon the Lord. Would that be a description of your life in Christ? Within God's church, as one of his followers, do you see yourself as beautiful before him? You are part of his family, and in you he does indeed see a thing of beauty. Praise God for his loyal love, his mercy towards you and I today. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it, and in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.